from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Fifth Judicial DA Diana Luce has not received any paperwork on the citizen's petition against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. The petition, with confirmed signatures from registered voters in Lee County, was delivered to the Lee County District's office on Friday. The group is hoping that the matter is given over to a Lee County grand jury. So, what's the protocol on this, DA Luce?
The judge assigned has to determine if the signatures are sufficient, if the basis for bringing in a grand jury is sufficient. Then, if so, then they will make an order to convene a grand jury, and then they'll summons in the grand jurors. At that point, then our office would become involved, but not until the judge orders that a grand jury will be convened.
There has been concern from Southeast New Mexico parents of their school-aged children about the possibility of the indoctrination of critical race theory, specifically among the social studies standards. Gene Strickland, the superintendent of Hobbs Schools, elaborates.
A specific reference to CRT and critical race theory is not something that is being taught or has been taught in New Mexico schools as part of our scope and sequence or New Mexico standards and benchmarks. We've been assured by our public education department that that will continue to be the case moving forward, that CRT will not be a function of our social studies standards going forward.
However, because of the age of these social studies standards, it is up for review. The 2021 Carlsbad Mayor's Energy Summit is planned for the Walter Jarrells Performing Arts and Exhibition Center on October 21st in Carlsbad. And this year's event will be in person, unlike last year when the summit was held virtually. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner tells us more.
It's going to be from 8 o'clock until about 1:30. We're jam-packed.
Among one of the keynote speakers will be Ken Hance, the former chancellor of Texas Tech University.
Well, Mr. Hance spoke a couple years ago, and he's just got a great kind of positive outlook on the importance of the energy industry, and he's got a lot of good financial background. He's got a real good message, and he can kind of explain to us where we're at and what we can expect over the next few years.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.